92.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:02, and it's been a discussion we've had with Brett, our producer, before about his...
It's actually come up a few times on our other show, the one in Tampa, because down there they don't get the Drake's cakes. And we were explaining the glories of the Yankee Doodle and the Yodel and the Devil Dog. And then all of a sudden, like some demon... came Brett with his forked tongue in anger towards the Devil Dog, and Roger and I looked at each other in amazement.
I've never heard of someone who doesn't like the Devil Dog. I mean, it's, really it's passionately
too,
doesn't like
it. It's too Kate. If you get, if you have ringdings, yodels, funny bones, and Devil Dogs, I lay them all out for you. You're going to go Devil Dog first?
Because it's a classic.
But so I'm talking about taste-wise.
So you're doing everything, so everything is based on a fudge-dipped outside layer.
Because something that doesn't stick to your mouth, make your teeth black, and that you absolutely, positively need milk for to make it taste better.
I got good news for you.
What do you got?
They have a new product.
And what's that?
Fudge-covered Devil Dogs, bro. Basically everything you loved about the Yodel, now around a Devil Dog. Now what do you got?
I don't know. I'll have to try it.
See, I think Brett's dislike, hate for the Devil Dog comes from the ratio of cake to frosting. There's too much cake and not enough frosting.
Correct.
The other ones you describe, like the Yodel, the frosting's spiraled right in there with all the cake. It's kind of almost a 50-50 feel to it.
It's a good mix.
So you don't like the Devil Dog for that reason. Now, none of us have ever hated it for that, but you do.
You just sit there and just...
I actually caught him sending a hate email to Drake's.
Did you?
I did.
I told you not to look over my shoulder.
Caught him in the middle of that whole thing. He called Mr. Drake some horrible, horrible names.
Well, when he gets angry.
But Yankee Doodles are the same thing, just in cupcake form. So just get rid of those.
Right, yeah. So, but why not just dip, like you dip them in a little bit of milk?
I don't want to have to.
But you're going to drink the milk anyway.
If I'm going to get a treat, I just want that treat to be good, like Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. If I get that, I don't go, oh, now I need milk to make this better, or now I need this to make it better.
You got
to
wash it down with something. Yeah. What are you going to wash it down with? You're going to wash it down with milk.
I can, but I don't have to.
You're not a dunker, are you?
I see what you're saying about that.
I can be. I don't dislike dunking, but it's not a have to.
It shouldn't be a mandatory.
It shouldn't be a mandatory thing. It should be, is the item as it is, and it's delicious as it is.
And for me, it's just an automatic. It's not even whether it has to be. I'm dunking stuff that doesn't even deserve to be dunked. Like, I'm taking my peanut butter and jelly sandwich and dunking it in milk.
That's a little much.
It's not a little much. You see, we mock what we don't understand. You don't understand the glories of a peanut butter and jelly lightly dunked in a glass of whole milk. None of this cow piss, skim milk, 1% see-through, it's kind of blue nonsense. Do you understand?
I do.
A glass of whole milk. It's whole milk or bust.
Okay. So enjoy your awful Devil Dogs and
does not the frosted awful Devil Yankee Dog Doodles. Chocolate covered bring you any?
I'll try it
for like a Devil Dog.
I feel like the majority of the Drake's things are the Devil's food cake wrapped in chocolate, just in oblong or short.
Yeah, they change
long,
the shape.
Tall.
What's the flat one? There's the Yodel, and then what's the flat one that's got the chocolate cover on the outside?
The ring ding.
The ring ding.
And then the Yodels are the log.
And you see the face, Brett, man.
And don't forget the Swiss roll. That's the big
stupid
fat deliciousness. And then the jelly roll. Well, that takes it to a whole new level right there.
Those are good.
All right, good
fruit
luck with the
fruit
new
pie
Devil
is
Dog.
Even better.
Fruit pie is not better than a Devil Dog.
Absolutely.
Watch your mouth.
That's absolutely. Just
not watch your mouth.
Fruit pies are good. But come on, the Devil Dog. See, this is the thing. You
the
have
problem
to raise
with the
it
fruit
up.
Pie, it's undunkable. It just shoos off.
You
it's
just like, love
it's
Dunkin'
got,
stuff.
It's got like a raincoat on it. It just shoos the milk off of it. It doesn't even
it does
break through.
Taste so good. Man, those fruit pies are damn good. All right, Brett, good luck in your future adventures. Hopefully you'll try the chocolate-covered Devil Dog and maybe up your grade of the Devil Dog as a snack.
Sorry, if you
so
like
you
the
can
Devil
be with
Dogs,
regular people.
If you like Devil Dogs or Yankee Doodles, you're wrong. But have a great morning, everybody.
Not wrong. Not wrong.
6:06.
If anybody's driving a Drake's truck on their way into work to to do some deliveries,
I love those people.
And a couple of boxes fall off the back.
Oh no, you can't change now. Free. The Drake's guys.
I have no problem. I have no problem. Drake's are their workers. Just the products, the Devil Dogs, and the Yankee Doodles that they provide.
You won't have any when they show up here.
All right, here's that.
So far this morning, guys, just don't.
6:11, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. If you're just waking up, we were just talking about Brett, our producer's dislike. if dare I not say, hate for the Devil Dog, which both JP and I like. JP likes Dunkin' and milk, but I like it just as it is. Brett prefers the other snacks that have a better cream to cake ratio.
What? I like ones that taste good.
Apparently, we have someone on the line who is in your club, Brett. Good morning, BAB.
Those ring things, they're amazing. It's a different cake. Devil Dog is disgusting. They're unedible. Listen, you can dip those things in whatever you want, and they're unedible.
Hey, God bless you, sir.
Another Devil Dog hater.
Hey, what's your name?
Devil Dog. I would choose anything over a Devil Dog.
Oh, my God.
Devil Dogs are the worst.
What's your name?
You're right.
What's your name?
Pete.
Lose the number.
Pete, here's my number.
Yeah.
Thanks, boys. You guys are awesome.
Later.
All right, see you, buddy.
We're going to be great friends.
I guess so.
Where have you been all my life, Pete?
It's like I've never, in all my life, I feel like I've never heard anybody say they hate Devil Dogs. And now we got two guys.
Heathens.
Yeah, I know.
Absolute heathens. Probably got kicked out of church somewhere along the way. Kicked a priest.
Something.
It's very extreme.
Barbecued a puppy.
It's 6:13.
Just bad people.
It's time for the stuff you need to know. Here's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:17. If you're just waking up, the passionate discussion about Devil Dogs has begun. Brett, our producer, has been very much an anti-Devil Dog guy, and I guess all his life, and continues to carry that flag.
I don't eat them often, but when I do, I'm not going for a Devil Dog
ever.
You know
what? Don't eat them.
I'm not.
We don't need you.
That's fine.
We don't need you. You know the other thing I'll do, though?
What's
that? You know when you have a Yankee Doodle?
Mm.
Chew the wrapper. I'll chew the wrapper to get,
what does that mean?
You get the cake out of the wrapper.
Oh, you lick the wrapper, cut
no,
the inside of
it. I don't lick it. I chew the wrapper.
You sound ridiculous right
I
now.
I don't.
You chew the wrapper.
I chew the wrapper. Done it since I'm a kid.
I have always used my finger to get the cake or the frosting out, you know, whatever's inside.
No,
clean the wrapper. I hate throwing away wrappers with stuff on it like that.
Chew it.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Chew it.
Oh, that's a different mental situation.
You're not convincing
right
me.
I don't know about
You've
that.
You've got to eat the wrapper and you got to dunk it in milk.
Chew it, bro.
All right. Brett's very anti-Devil Dog. He has found a friend or two in the crowd. Good morning, BAB. Who are you? Go ahead.
Hey, Devil Dogs are the bottom of the barrel, dude.
Oh, no. You too?
Oh, no. Yeah, what about Funny Bones?
That's the bottom of the barrel in my mind.
Oh, come on. Devil Dogs, you're all dried and get stuck to the roof of your mouth.
You got to dunk them, man. They were made for dunking.
Dunk them. Girls dunk them.
What'd you say?
Girl dunking.
Shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
Oh, that's
Come
it.
Come on, Mary. Stop dunking.
Do Those you are fighting words.
I can't hear anybody say the words Funny Bones without thinking of Joey Cola sitting in the parking lot of a supermarket with two boxes, one to bring home and one to eat in the parking lot. I can't.
That's funny. All right, have a good day, boys.
Yeah.
Later.
All right.
See you later.
Because Funny Bones are delicious.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
I guess you anti-Devil Dog people have really been under the radar for a long time, and now, Brett, you're drawing them out.
That's right.
You know who they really are? They're the Illuminati.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. Or communists. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, 621. The Devil Dog, pros and cons, being argued right now. You thought tomorrow was important with vote no or vote yes for the convention, for the con. This is the Devil Dog discussion right here. Very spirited. Brett on the anti side despises the dry Devil Dog. Well, you found two people. Two.
It's more than you have support.
Myself, JP, mm-hmm. Very strong on the side of course you like Devil Dogs. Who doesn't?
Everyone who's called in.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, BAB. You're next. What do you got?
I have one word for the Devil Dog. Dry. Do not like the Devil Dog.
You guys act like there's no cream filling oozing out the sides of it, getting on the wrapper. It's there.
You know what? The only way to eat a Devil Dog is to open it up, lick the cream out, and throw it away. And it's not the chocolate dipping because the Suzy Q is not a dry cake.
I don't care that you're a woman. I would throw it at your head.
Well, just imagine me licking the cream out and throwing the Devil Dog away. That's all good, right?
Doesn't suck. But I can't even like you that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I'm right with you there, dude.
Thank you very much.
Another one.
Have Look a great at day. This.
All right, so you found maybe three.
You got her on your team. Ted's been awful quiet.
Batting 1,000.
Ted's been awful quiet.
I don't eat them a lot, but I've always enjoyed them.
See?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've always liked them.
Ted.
But I haven't eaten enough of them, I don't think, to...
Really?
I think if we laid them out for you, like I said, ring ding, funny bones.
I like ring dings.
I bet you do.
Sure do, Mr. Wong. I think you would choose the correct choice, which is anything but.
Listen.
We need a blindfold candy lineup.
Yeah, you don't need blindfold.
You don't need
a blindfold.
The shape
and the taste is going to tell you what it is instantly.
Exactly. You can't blindfold it.
Yeah. No need. That doesn't help.
So we've learned that your taste in snack cakes are atrocious.
Mine?
All of you. All three of you.
You're a dick.
How you like people that? Have spoken.
Well, he sure is proud. He is waving that devil dog suck flag.
You see how big it is? Nice breeze in here for me waving it back and forth.
It's just, I've never even heard those words spoken in my life.
I'll meet everybody on Sunrise Highway. We'll get this going.
Never felt a hatred for a devil dog.
Innocent little cake that it is.
It's okay if people like it, but I mean, to make it your favorite is...
I never said it was my favorite. I just said it was really good.
We've just had to fight for it because of your insolence.
Yeah.
Whatever it's called.
Just gotta dunk it, bro.
It's 6:24.
Dunk it, dunk it. Love it.
Nope.
Love it. Dunk it.
It's time for the roses.
And then get a spoon in the bottom of your milk and just nom, nom, nom. Yeah.
Not what it was meant for.
Mushy goodness.
No. Yes, it is.
Nope.
You're stupid.
You got a little cream inside of your mouth there, buddy.
Mm.
Your poor son will never know the joy of dunking or even eating a
devil
dog.
You're a bad father now.
Poor kid. 6:24.
He might actually grow up healthy. You suck.
How are you with that?
So far this morning, just more traffic westbound in our normal spots on the LIE and the northern state headed in towards the Queens Line.
6:28, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. And if you just woke up on a Monday morning, you know, I'm sure you expect all the rock and roll you expect with us. But also this morning, something that'll put a smile on your face, a discussion of Drake's Devil Dogs.
The choice was talk about mass devil murders dogs. In churches or devil dogs and the pros and cons thereof.
We were having a passionate discussion with Brett, our producer, who is very anti-devil dog, too cakey.
He says
too dry, that kind of thing. JP and I both, I mean, we've grown up on devil dogs. JP prefers to dunk his in milk. I'll eat it straight up, just a little milk, even separate. I'm good. I just love the taste of it. There's cream filling in it, and everybody seems to be ignoring
it.
Who's been anti-devil dog so far?
I've actually watched Raj, after eating a devil dog and or a Yankee Doodle,
go ahead.
Taking his finger, putting it in his mouth, up on his gums, and then scooping the dry stuff out and going...
Because you have to do that.
I've watched it. But there's a joy.
And he went along his front teeth, too, I saw. Because it's all stuck in his front teeth.
No, but there's a joy.
Everywhere.
There's a joy
there
that comes
joy.
Across his face when
of course.
He does it.
You know, so you complaining about the same problem with white bread. You're still eating that, Brett.
Sure are.
It's not stuck in my teeth,
though. Yeah,
of course it is if it's fresh. Good morning, B.A.B. Your commentary on the devil dog controversy.
Well, see, it's a double-edged sword here. Because the devil dog obviously has a higher cream-to-cake ratio.
Uh-huh.
Than a ring ding. However, the ring ding is dipped in chocolate. Anything dipped in chocolate is wonderful.
Well, do I have good news for you? Because just released onto the market yesterday, fudge dipped devil dogs.
Wow.
We may have a winner.
Yeah,
listen to the happiness of this gentleman's laugh.
That's what I'm saying.
So happy.
You need to understand, we take our snacks seriously.
Think of, you know what it reminds me of? A chocolate on chocolate dip donut. Like, you know the Entenmann's donuts?
Oh, sure.
Chocolate on chocolate, now with cream in the middle.
Oh, my.
Boom!
Well, see, you're missing one more step. They need to be frozen.
Ooh, that doesn't hurt.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't help, though.
You can nibble the cake away from the cream and then eat the cream at the end.
You can't.
I mean, that's a technique.
Well, you can only do it on one side. The cream is not going to just float in midair while you go at it after you eat the top and the bottom.
Eventually, you're still holding some cake, but I see what he's doing. He's knocking down the cake to cream ratio.
So now to make the devil dog good, we have to wrap it in fudge, freeze it, and then dip it in milk.
That's how we do it to make it good.
All right, I get it.
Not to make it good. They made it even better.
Just to enhance even further the greatness of the natural devil dog.
Whatever makes you
happy. Never understand, Brett. Just stand there on the outside looking in. You'll never understand.
Right.
With all my fellow listeners here.
Right.
Shoots up through the stony. 6:34, for those of you whose alarm just went off, maybe you're laying there and contemplating getting out of bed. We've been discussing Drake's Devil Dogs.
And the reason is because they just unleashed some new glory on the world, and they now have fudge-dipped Devil Dogs.
Now you got a smile on your face thinking of that, don't you?
That's what started this whole thing, and then...
Unfortunately...
Brett over here...
He's like the fly in the ointment, this guy.
Started spewing hatred towards
Brett, our producer.
I got a baseball
like
team at least. A baseball team at least of people
least.
Who are on my side.
Too
you guys
dry,
are looking,
they
still
say.
Getting the game.
Not good enough, they say. Good morning, B.A.B. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Brett, I'm glad you don't eat devil dogs. It's not as small for us. It's un-American. You weren't raised properly. That's the problem.
You probably don't even like a moon pie or a Malamar either, you
I don't mind those.
Come on.
I don't mind
the
those.
Devil dog has been around forever. How can you sit there and say you don't like a devil dog?
On a list of snacks, you cannot put that at the top.
This just in, a study was done. A study was done that says devil dogs more Americana than apple pie.
There's three things in life. You got football, you got apple pie, and you got devil dogs, man. Come on.
And yeah. I love football, and I love apple pie.
You know what we need to do? We need to do a GoFundMe page and get enough money to send Brett on a one-way trip to Moscow. Commie bastard.
Better red than dead, he says.
That's it.
Take all right. Have a good day, guys.
That's a little extreme because you guys have terrible taste in snacks. It's not my fault.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger, JP. JP, it's 641. All right, let's get our final calls in here about the great devil dog discussion that has gone on this morning. Setting, and this is going to go right off to the Broadcasting Hall of Fame, I'm sure, and have its own wing. But listen, it's a passionate thing. People are really...
You think?
People are so...
I think you might be overshooting.
So... slightly overstated, but not much. The passion for and against devil dogs is incredible. I've never heard a bad word, honestly, in my life spoken against them, but Brett and now many people have called very much against the dry, they say, cakey devil dog.
The word on the street is, too, that they just released a fudge covered. So if anybody's near a 7-Eleven or a Dairy Barn, they feel like stopping in, picking up a
box.
Are
they like in stores
and
today?
And dropping them off. I believe so. I could be wrong, though.
All right. Well, we'll be on the hunt for them. But nonetheless, where do you stand? Good morning, B.A.B. Final calls. Go ahead.
Roger, I'd rather eat the blown insulation in my attic than a devil dog.
Wow, that's a little extreme, don't you think?
No, sorry, my mom has bought those things for years and tried freezing them, and every day are just so dry. I dunked them every day. I'd rather dunk a sweaty sock in milk and eat it. It tastes better.
Do it.
Really?
And choke on it, you animal.
Sorry, JP.
And I hope the shards of fiberglass from your from your insulation get into your lungs, too.
Chocolate cover that. See how it goes.
Exactly.
Hey, B.A.B., what's going on?
What up, Z-Stan? Can some ho-hos get some love, man? Ain't nothing better than waking and baking and having a ho-ho in the morning. You guys not sleeping on...
I think I can honestly say I've never had a ho-ho. I don't even
know. Oh, no?
I've heard of them. I can't close my eyes and picture which one it is.
Poor man's yodels, I believe.
Correct.
Please go buy a case of ho-hos and smoke a pound of bud and then eat those things with some milk and tell me your life.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeremy, do you sit there and peel the chocolate off of each ho-ho?
I put one in the milk, all the way in the milk, and then I dunk the other one, and then I drink the milk, and then there's all that stuff in the bottom, and then I take a spoon and I eat it like that.
Wow, you let it sit in the bottom and soak it up.
Oh, yeah, just it's like a chocolate milk. Like
you know something?
Through the chocolate shell. Delicious.
This may be for the first time in 18 years you and I are on the same page.
Well, that's good. Let me, in that note, I'm going to spark it up for you.
You know what I? You know what I call that, Jeremy? Progress.
Yes, sir. It's progress.
Later, money.
Thank you.
Later, boy.
All right. There we go. Devil dogs have been discussed.
And we've discussed they're terrible. And everybody agrees.
You're fired.
Except you, too.
That's really just a horrible summarization of what just went
on the unemployment line with my ring dings.
You got it.
All right, 644.
You better do what Roger's family used to do and go to the hostess, the factory outlet, and get the old ones so you can save some money.
Just a black marker mark through the price on the side because they're only a buck.
Yeah, because they don't have the shelf life to get through a nuclear holocaust.
But they're still pretty delicious.
I know. It's so good.
All right, 644. Thanks a lot for the calls. Coming up at 8:30 this morning, golfers, if you didn't know, tickets go on sale for our Blue Balls Golf Classic. That's at 8:30 this morning online at WBAB.com. Of course, you can also stop by our studios, but if that's not convenient, right there online. All the information's there, too. Get your twosomes and foursomes together, and we'll see you at Rock Hill for our Blue Balls Golf Classic December 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
On sale at 8:30 this morning. Here's Steph.
So far this morning, no major issues or problems on the roads.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.